Burnett Show with Al and Johnny, the twin fiddling team, Bill Wright, accordion, Kenny Scales, the steel guitar man, with Freddie the Frog, and yours truly, Sheb Woolley, all here to remind you to balance a family budget and save yourself some time. Ever ready blend with Calumet sure makes your biscuits fine.
Yes! Oh, here too comes Sheb.
Oh, that's my cousin Wildin Woolley back there.
Here too.
Yes, I'm glad you're here too, Cousin Wildin. You just sit down over there in the corner. We're going to sing you a little song.
Okay.
Like to send this first little number to all of our friends out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where they're having their big Santa Fe Fiesta.
Oh.
Ugh, Igalo. Well, I like my romance native style. Pretty little Indians drive me wild. If you listen for a while, I'll teach you the lingo.
Ug-ug-igalo and pie
means everything gonna be okay.
Ug-ug-igalo and pie
means I love you truly. When you're under a pale blue moon, Indian summers are coming soon. If you wanna see her swoon, just see what I tell ya.
Ug-ug-igalo and pie
means everything gonna be okay.
Ug-ug-igalo and pie
means I love you truly. Well, you hold her closer and give her a kiss. Indian maidens, they go for this. So do all the other girls, I guess. So it's universal.
Ug-ug-igalo and pie
means I'll marry you someday.
Ug-ug-igalo and pie,
that means hunkadory. Yes, sir, that explains everything, that ug-ug-igalo business.
Hey, Sam.
What, Freddy, my
boy? How many different kinds of milk are there?
How many kinds of milk are there?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, there's sweet milk, buttermilk, clabber. Oh, I don't know. Freddie, what do you ask me things like that for?
Well, I'm drawing a picture of a milk count. I want to know how many faucets to put on it.
No!
You know, friends, the boys and I have been out on a wonderful tour for the last few weeks. And September the 6th, this is our second day on the air, of course. And why don't y'all tell your friends about the Calumet Indians being back on the air for Calumet? We're proud to represent a product like Calumet. Because Calumet's a double-acting baking powder for double protection in your baking, ladies. I hope you haven't forgot that. But doggone, that's what keeps us on the air. As y'all remember, when you go down to the grocery store and ask for Calumet baking powder, it's always fine. Hey, boys. Al and Johnny did a little riding around, you know, when they left us, and we're out on tour. Well, they caught a freight, see, and left out. And they tell me they got some freight train cinders in their eyes. Make way for the old Calumet chief coming up the draw over there. He's got a word to the ladies.
Calumet makes biscuits, cakes, and waffles fine. Favorite of finest cooks for heap long time. fortune packed in every can. Make your layer cakes the finest in the land.
Yes, and if all the Calumet Indians, all you little braves, sort of gather around and help me out, I'd like to do a bit of a song called The Only Love I Ever Had. The tears are falling as I slowly rise. You'll never know the sorrow that I've had. I've tried my best to make you realize that you're the only love I've ever had. The nights may turn to years, but I'll still want you, dear. Although it makes me sad, for you're the only love I've ever had. Teardrops that I shed. Then I recall the dreams that I have had. I hope and pray that someday you'll return, for you're the only love I've ever had. The night may turn to years, but I'll still want you, dear. Although it makes me sad, for you're the only love I've ever had. Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much.
Don't bother me, Fred. I'm just busy as a hungry man eating Calumet biscuits.
What have you been doing?
I've been eating Calumet biscuits,
Fred. Grandpap kind of goes for those Calumet biscuits. Hang on, fellas. Tune for this morning, friends. Now we move on. It's hymn time on the Calumet Show. We'd like to ask the Calumet Trio to gather around this microphone. We have a wonderful message for you, friends. The person who wrote this home must have truly been inspired, because we all have hopes that someday that we'll leave this world and all of its troubles and go to a better one. Mr. Brumley must have thought that when he wrote, "I'll Fly Away." Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away. west to shore.
I'll fly away.
This life have grown.
I'll fly away.
Like a bird from prison bars has flown.
I'll fly away.
Singing that, friends. We trust that you enjoyed listening to it. If you have any particular selections you'd like on the Calumet Show, friends, we're always glad to hear from you folks. We met so many of you when we were out on tour this summer. You treated us so nice, like having us out for dinner and things like that. Well, by the way, that goes a long ways with a bunch of country boys like us. So that's what we like to do, just get around and gossip and visit with you. We sure have enjoyed the past summer. You know, and one thing we found out on tour, we were over in, I believe it's Chickasha, Oklahoma. Mrs. Parker, she told me how that she used Calumet's Ever Ready Blend recipe. She said, Jeb, said I just mix it up once a week. I mix Calumet's Ever Ready Blend once a week. Every Monday, I make up a batch of Calumet's Ever Ready Blend with flour, shortening, Calumet baking powder, and salt. And just use the recipe inside the Calumet can. Now that finishes most of your mixing for the whole week, lady. Then when you get ready to finish your bacon, all you got to do is pour in some milk or whatever the recipe calls for. There's nothing to it. It's very simple, and it's a wonderful time saver. Try it, won't you?
Chase squirrel, chase that pretty girl around the world. Well, friends, I hate to butt in here when Johnny Manson just fiddling away there on a tune called Ida Red, but it looks like we're going to have to be heading back for the reservation. We sure have enjoyed it today. See you all again tomorrow. But until then, this is Chef Woolley. That's Ms. Woolley's boy. And all the Calumet Indians saying goodbye and good bacon.
Wow.
With trusty Calumet bacon powder.
Calumet show, from out of the prairie winds blow. So thanks everyone.